I'm going to introduce the man of God, and I want to encourage you when he comes and just does whatever, and I've told him, just do whatever the Lord tells you to do. But when he comes, I want to encourage you, please try not to move around much at all. When the Spirit of God is moving, we want to give him our fullest attention, right? And show him honor. So I'm so thankful tonight to have Prophet Gustavo Paez. I was introduced to him several years ago via Denny Duron, who is a mutual friend. I heard about him and from there have just watched his ministry and watched how God has used him all over the world, literally all over the world. Probably one of the most sought after speakers in the world today. He has an incredible church, a beautiful family, and hails from Bogota, Colombia. And so I told him I've got to go to Colombia, right? Because how many know I like to make coffee? I need some coffee beans from Colombia. So, yeah. The good beans. I know what some of y'all are thinking. Not those kind of. Anyway, the good beans. But I'm so excited to have him here tonight because I believe that God has sent him to us. And I'm so thankful for it. His translator, Ricardo, also we have a mutual connection as well. He lived in Shreveport, Louisiana, when I lived in West Monroe, Louisiana. So he also knows us very well. But tonight, would you do me a favor? Would you give the man of God and his translator a great big Cookeville, Upper Cumberland welcome and let him know Cookeville, Tennessee is the best place in the world to be right now.
Amen. At the level of your applause will be your miracle.
No. Al tamaño de tu aplauso
será tu milagro. At the level of your applause will be your miracle.
Y al tamaño de tu grito de júbilo será tu victoria.
And at the level of your shout of praise will be your victory.
Wow. Me gusta cuando la gente tiene una atmósfera profética.
I love, you know, when you go to a church and they have a prophetic atmosphere
like
this.
Cuando hay una unción como esta.
There is an anointing, you know, tonight.
El Espíritu de Dios se mueve.
And when you have that, the Spirit of God moves.
Voy a caminar. Voy a caminar por
aquí. I'm going to walk around the building. Is that okay?
Yeah. Tú me dices,
you tell me.
Detente.
You tell me when to stop. I'm going to walk.
Yo voy a anticiparme y voy a decir J.
And I'm going to say letter J.
Y voy a decir Julio.
And I'm going to say the name Julio.
July.
Or July. The month of July.
Voy a decir eso. Okay?
Okay, month of July.
Tú estás mirando al frente.
You're just looking, you know, to the front. Don't look, yeah.
Voy a dar tres dos letras, un mes.
So I'm going to say two letters, 1 month.
Voy a decir J.
J.
Voy a decir M.
M.
Y voy a decir julio, junio, algo así.
And July, June.
Okay? Voy All right? a caminar.
So tell me when to stop.
Tienes que dar un grito fuerte.
You gotta shout and say, stop.
Voy a parar. Y cuando tú estás en la unción, dígale que si la derecha o la izquierda.
Right or left? Pastor?
Right.
Derecha.
¿Tú me conoces?
Do you know me?
No. Hay una J.
There's a letter J.
Ven acá.
Come here.
Deles aplauso, Señor.
Come on, put your hands together for God. Who came with you? Su mamá, su tío.
Voy a decirle algo.
I want to tell you something.
Tú eres un milagro.
You are a miracle from God.
casi no naces.
You were not supposed to be here. You almost didn't, you know, you didn't.
Hubo una división en tu familia cuando eras niño.
They had a division in your family when you were a little kid.
Y Dios te guardó la vida.
And God guard your life.
Las lágrimas de tu madre han llegado delante de la presencia de Dios.
Your mother's tears have come before the presence of God.
Dígale que venga.
Come here, mama.
Y esa J tiene que ver contigo.
And that letter J is related with you guys.
Y esa M tiene que ver.
And also that letter M.
Dice el Señor.
And this is what God is saying tonight.
Yo soy tu esposo.
I am your husband.
Yo estoy a tu lado.
I am beside you.
Yo no te he dejado.
I never left you.
Yo he cuidado de ti.
I'm always been with you.
He sido tu amigo.
I've been your friend.
El enemigo intentó arrebatarte tus hijos de mi mano.
The enemy wanted to take your kids out of my hands.
Pero no ha podido.
But he was not able to do that.
Porque están en el hueco de mi mano.
Because I'm taking care of each one of them.
Yo estoy haciendo cosas grandes.
I am making great things. Come, bring all your family. All, who else came with you?
Y escucho un nombre de David.
And I hear the name of David.
David también.
David.
Tráela.
Bring her here.
Abrázala.
Hug your mom. June, September. I see like a birthday. Huh?
My brother is June. We call him June. He's Junior.
A mi hermano lo llamamos June. Is he here? No.
¿Tú has hablado conmigo?
Did you tell me that?
No.
¿No me conoces?
Do you know me?
No.
¿Tú sabías que su hermano?
Did you know that, Pastor? That her brother, that they call him June? No.
¿Sabías que el cumpleaños es en
julio? Did you know that his birthday was in the month of June?
No. ¿Sabes que hay una Mary?
I also hear the name of Mary.
Y me dice el Señor.
And God is telling me.
Llevas 5 años en un proceso.
You've been in a process for the last 5 years.
Y hoy,
and today,
ese proceso,
today that process is over
por el poder de la palabra,
by the power of the word.
Te voy a bendecir.
I'm going to bless you.
Voy a abrirte una puerta.
I'm going to open a new door.
Yo dije,
and I said
la M.
I said letter M.
Y es marzo.
And it's the month of March.
Marzo,
March,
mayo,
May,
hay un cumpleaños,
there is
una celebración.
Another birthday, like a celebration.
Me dice el Señor,
and God is telling me,
todo el que estaba cautivo será
everyone
libre.
That has been captive will be set free.
Diga, un profeta,
say with me, a prophet,
escucha,
hears.
Lo que Dios dice.
What God is saying.
Un vidente,
a seer,
ve,
is able to see
lo que Dios dice.
What God is saying.
Un profeta,
a prophet,
escucha,
listens,
pero no ve.
But he's not able to see.
Un vidente,
a seer,
ve,
sees,
y escucha.
And he's able to listen as well.
Yo veo,
I see,
y escucho,
and I hear
que antes de 5 días,
that before 5 days
un milagro de Dios,
a miracle is coming from God to your house.
Por el poder de la palabra.
Come on, put your hands together.
Hoy declaro milagro.
Somebody else came with you? Somebody else came with you? That's your son? Su hermano, who is? Oh, la hermana de ella está ahí.
¿Dónde está?
Come here.
Sean.
that your other son? Su sobrino. El hijo de ella.
Yo estoy viendo una niña.
I see another girl. A girl.
Le dice el Señor esto.
And God is telling me this.
Todo lo que en el pasado hubo pérdida.
Everything that you lost in the past.
Toda pérdida.
Everything that you lost.
Dios la va a convertir en.
You're gonna get it back.
We lost a baby girl.
No has podido olvidar todo esto.
And you haven't been able to forget about that.
Dice el Señor.
But God is saying tonight.
Este año.
This year.
Haré un milagro.
I'm going to make a miracle.
Cha-ra-ba-ba-ba-ba. Listen. Veo como una S.
And I see the letter S.
Sophie's Sten, es como una, como un nombre, es como una S. Susan.
It's like a name with letter S.
Susie, Soul. Tiene que ver contigo.
And it's related Sas, with you. Sas.
Smash.
Yes.
Where is that?
That's our business.
No, it's Smash. Es un negocio, dice.
No, es un nombre de.
It's a name.
Su nombre. Y Dios me dice esta palabra.
And God is telling me this word.
Veo como construcciones.
I see like constructions.
Y veo que Dios les va a entregar el regalo maravilloso. Y es como Sofía.
And I see that God is giving you a great gift. And that gift will be Sofía or Susie.
Pero hay una mujer.
But there is a lady
que te hizo daño a ti.
That hurt you in the past.
Y Dios está rompiendo toda maldición.
And God is breaking every curse today.
Hoy.
Today.
Vi un accidente que pasó como una. Un accidente de tránsito.
I saw that you had like an accident in the past, like a car accident.
Yes, had an accident a long time ago.
Sí, hace mucho tiempo atrás.
Y dice el Señor,
and God says,
yo estoy haciendo huesos nuevos, columna
nueva. I am making new bones.
Columna nueva.
Your back. Something new in your back.
Dime por qué estoy orando por eso.
Why am I praying for that? Tell me.
I've had hip issues for many years.
You have what?
Hip issues for many years.
Ha tenido cosas en su cadera por muchos años.
En la cadera. Por eso estoy acá.
In his back, in your back too? En la espalda también.
Y me dice el Señor hoy.
And God tells me today.
Estoy sanándote.
I am healing you.
Agáchate. Muévete.
Move. Do what you were not able to do.
Yeah. Sano.
No pain.
You're healed. No pain.
Dios está aquí.
God is here.
Dios está aquí.
I say God is here.
Sha pa 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 ra. No pelees en casa.
Don't fight at home.
Ella ha llorado por ti.
She's been crying for you.
Hay dos amigos que no debes tener.
There are two friends that you need to get away from them.
Son una mala influencia.
And they're a bad influence for your life.
Abraza a tu madre y pídele perdón.
Hug your mom and ask her forgiveness.
Juega
basketball o que juega?
You play basketball or something? What do you play?
I used to play basketball.
Solía jugar basketball.
Debes jugar basketball.
You need to play basketball again.
Porque veo que viene una bendición.
Because
para
I see you're going to be blessed doing that.
Y vete, oh, y vete por el lado izquierdo.
And always take the left side of the court.
Ese es tu lugar.
That's your, is that what, the position you play? Where do you play? What do you play?
I mainly play defense.
Él jugaba defensa.
Defensa. Yo lo veo como increíble porque los postes siempre son altos, pero este va adelante.
It's incredible because you know you're always ahead. I see you ahead of everybody else.
Es algo profético.
It's something prophetic. Or you can play real football. And I see the month of October.
Mes de octubre.
October.
Y hoy,
and today.
A ver, los profetas somos un poco místicos.
Sometimes we know prophets, we are some kind of mystic.
Diste siete pasos.
You took seven steps.
El número siete tiene que ver contigo.
Number seven is related with you.
I was born on July.
Nací en julio.
On 2007.
En el 2007.
Dios está aquí.
God is here.
Dios está aquí.
I said God is here.
¿Cuántos aman al rey?
How many of you love the king?
Hay profeta de Dios.
There is a prophet of God in the house.
Hay profeta esta noche.
There is a prophet of God in the house.
Por aquí también el mes de julio está.
I also see the month of July right here.
El siete también está.
And number seven as well.
Siento mi espíritu esta noche.
And I feel in my spirit tonight
que antes de siete días,
that before 7 days
comienzan a recibir milagros sobrenaturales.
You will start receiving supernatural miracles in your lives.
De sanidad.
Healing miracles.
De sanidad.
Healing miracles.
Sanidades.
I said healing miracles.
Por el poder de la palabra.
By the power of the word.
Milagros.
Miracles.
¿Con quién vienes?
Who else came with you? Your friend? Your daughter?
Ven acá.
Your mom? Mamá y su hija. Come on.
¿Quieres más? ¿Quieres que te profetice más?
You want more? You want me to prophesy more?
¿Quieres más? Mañana. Yeah,
tomorrow. Come tomorrow morning. 10 a.m.
Estoy viendo dos chicos.
I see two kids.
Estoy viendo dos chicos.
Two kids. Did you have two?
I have a son and a daughter.
Uno, un chico y una chica.
Quita toda preocupación de tu casa.
Don't worry about your house anymore.
Tus lágrimas.
Your tears.
Por tu casa.
For your house.
Hoy se tiene que terminar.
That needs to be over tonight.
Repetiste historias.
You repeat the history.
Todo lo que pasó tu mamá.
Everything that your mother went through.
Tú lo estás pasando.
You've been going through that.
Eso se tiene que romper.
And that needs to stop.
Toda enfermedad.
Every sickness.
Tú estás muy joven.
You are too young.
Para entrar en depresión.
To be in depression.
No puedes estar así.
You can't do that.
Tienes que salir de
you need to get out of that place.
Hay una unción muy fuerte para ti.
There is a strong anointing in your life.
Eres una mujer inteligente.
You are a very smart woman.
Eres una mujer grande.
You are a great woman.
Veo administración.
I see administration in your hands.
Eres muy inteligente.
You are very smart.
Pero alguien hirió tu
corazón. But someone hurt your heart.
Y tú no has podido perdonar.
And you haven't been able to forgive.
Y estás llevando una carga.
And you've been carrying that burden.
Y necesita ser libre.
And you need to get out of that place.
Esta madre ha llorado por
She's
ti.
Been praying and crying for
Esta
you.
Mujer ha orado por
She's
ti.
Been praying for you.
Ella ha estado cansada.
And she's tired.
Pero ella nunca se ha rendido.
But she never gave up.
Ella ha estado de pie.
She's been on her feet
estuvo,
all the time.
Estuvo muy enferma.
And she was very sick.
Pero Dios la levantó
But
de
God
allá.
Rose her up.
Eres un regalo de Dios.
You are a gift from God.
Eres una bendición
you
de
are
Dios.
A blessing from the Lord.
Dios tiene algo grande para ti.
God has great things for
Voy
your life.
Algo.
I'm going to tell you something.
Cada semilla que tú has dado,
every seed that you sow,
cada ofrenda que has dado,
every offering that you gave,
Dios la ha visto.
God knows.
Y por eso,
and because of that,
Voy a traer a tus hijos a mi
I'm going to bring your kids to my presence as the Lord.
Voy a traer tu casa
I'm going to bring your house to my presence.
Abraza a tu madre.
Hug your mom.
Y Dios me dice esta palabra.
And God is telling me this word.
Pastor, ¿tú la conoces a ella?
Do you know them?
Yes. Va a haber una restitución.
Restitution is coming to you.
Hay una restitución.
I see restitution.
Veo una noticia de lejanas
I see that you will hear good news from far away land.
Estoy viendo algo en Houston también.
I see something in Houston.
Y estoy viendo una tierra.
And I see a property, a piece of property, land.
En este lugar.
In this place.
Y Dios te va a bendecir.
And God is going to bless you.
Todo lo perdido.
Everything that you lost in the
Todo
past.
Lo que el diablo te robó.
Everything that the devil has stole from you.
Va a ser recuperado.
You're going to get it back.
Va a ser recuperado.
You are going to get it back.
Se sana.
Be healed.
Se sana.
Be healed.
Se sana.
Be healed.
Por el poder del Espíritu.
By the power of the word.
Pray for you.
Pray for them, please. His presence is here.
Hay un avivamiento que viene muy grande para Nashville.
A revival, a big revival is coming to Nashville.
Comienza en esta ciudad.
And it will start in this city.
Comienza en este lugar.
It will start right here.
Tus planes.
The plans that you have.
Tus proyectos.
The projects that you guys have.
Todo lo que están soñando.
Everything that you've been dreaming about.
Los veo viajando.
I see you traveling.
Los veo saliendo de un lado
para otro. I see you coming and going from one place to another place.
Por una sola razón.
Just for one reason.
Te voy a bendecir.
I'm going to bless you.
Voy a abrir una puerta.
I'm going to open a door.
Tu boca.
Your mouth
será un altar profético
will be a prophetic altar
para muchas naciones.
For nations around the world.
Mientras, no fue casualidad que Dios los haya traído.
It's not a coincidence that God brought you here.
Dios los asignó a este ministerio.
God assigned your life to this ministry.
Pero viene algo muy grande.
But something big is coming to you.
Te veo firmando un contrato.
I see you signing a contract.
Viene algo grande
Something
para
big is coming to you.
Me dice el Señor, prepárate.
God is saying, get ready.
Muchos se han levantado contra ustedes.
A lot of people came against you guys.
Muchos no han estado de acuerdo.
They didn't agree about both of you.
Pero Dios está con ustedes.
But God is with you.
Yo los voy a bendecir.
I will bless you.
Voy a levantar la casa de ustedes.
I'm going to lift you up.
Escucho como también un nombre como Pablo, como Paul, como
I hear a name like Paul or Pablo.
Y es una conexión que viene para
And
ti.
It's a connection that is coming to you.
Jacob. Me dice el Señor,
And God tells me, come here.
Prepárate.
Get ready.
Pastor,
come.
Me dice el Señor,
God is telling me.
La lealtad.
Your loyalty
el ministerio.
For his ministry.
Esta casa.
For this house.
Los va a llevar muy lejos.
It's going to take you far.
Los va a llevar muy lejos.
It's going to take you far.
Los veo con maletas.
I see you with bags in your hands.
Y están en un tiempo de grandes decisiones.
And you are living in a time that you need to make big decisions.
Y me dice el Señor,
but God is telling me
lo que escribieron,
what you wrote in that notebook
para este año,
for this year
ustedes dos,
both of you
yo les cumpliré el sueño.
I will fulfill your dreams says the Lord
mes de marzo,
in the month of March
el mes de marzo,
month of March
será un mes profético.
It will be a prophetic month for you
Yo bendigo la vida de ustedes.
I bless your lives.
Hoy se terminan tres años de espera.
3 years you've been waiting for 3 years, but today, tonight, that's over.
Hoy comienza algo nuevo para
ustedes. Something new starts for you tonight.
Veo una noticia de lejanas tierras.
I see you receiving good news from faraway land.
Viene para ustedes.
Something's coming to you.
Veo gente que viene.
I see people coming to you.
Te veo adorando,
I see you worshiping God.
Te veo cantando al
I
Rey.
See you singing to the Lord.
En una unción sobrenatural.
And a special anointing all over your life.
Y me dice el Señor,
and God tells me,
prepárate.
Get ready.
Prepárate.
Get ready.
Porque viene un de repente de
because
Dios.
Just of a sudden,
prepárate.
God will show up.
Viene un de repente de Dios.
Just of a sudden,
viene
God will show up. Just of a sudden.
Dios me dijo algo.
God told me something.
Cuando estaba en la sala,
when we were in the great room,
yo le dije al Señor, ¿a qué me trajiste?
I asked God, why did you bring me here?
Y Dios me dijo,
and God told me this.
A decirle a mi siervo,
I brought you here for you to tell my servant
que voy a traer un de repente.
That I am bringing something new. It will be just of a sudden, it will be something very fast. Acceleration is coming. And God told me, tell him that don't lose your focus. Don't lose your focus. I have given him the anointing for multitudes. And thousands of people will come to this place. They will make line. They will have to make a line to come into this place. I will bring ministries. Now revival.
Requiere muchas veces edificios.
Revival, we're going to need a building for revival.
No te enfoques en el edificio.
But don't focus on the building.
No te enfoques en el edificio.
Don't focus on the building only.
Yo no te mandé a construir iglesias.
I didn't call you to build a church.
La gente va a construir iglesias.
Your people will build the church.
Tú construirás naciones.
You will be the pastor of these people.
Tú levantarás profetas.
You will raise up prophets.
Tú levantarás ministerios.
You will raise up ministries.
Tú levantarás maestros.
You will raise up teachers.
Tú levantarás pastores.
You will raise up pastors.
Enfócate.
Focus.
Enfócate.
Focus.
Con la gente.
On the people.
La gente viene.
People will come.
Y ellos construirán.
And they will build a building.
Tú enfócate.
You focus.
Enfócate.
On people.
Porque te uso como una llave.
Because I will use you
para
as a
una
key.
Puerta profética.
To open a prophetic door.
Una puerta profética.
A prophetic door.
No te preocupes.
Don't worry.
Los recursos ya están.
The resources, you already have them.
Dios me dijo.
God told me,
voy a levantar millonarios en este lugar.
I'm going to lift up millionaires in this place.
Voy a levantar millonarios.
I'm going to raise up billionaires.
Voy a levantar millonarios.
I'm going to raise up billionaires.
Déjame decirle algo.
Let me tell you this.
Mientras el mundo habla de necesidad, mientras el mundo habla de necesidad, yo voy a bendecir a mi pueblo.
While the world is talking about lack of things, I will bless my people, says the Lord. When the world says, oh, we're in crisis, that will be the right moment that I will bless my people.
En una noche.
In one night.
En una noche.
In just one night.
En una noche.
I said one night.
El pueblo de Israel.
The people of Israel.
En una noche.
In one night.
De esclavos.
They were slaves.
Pasaron
one night,
a ser millonarios.
And they became millionaires the next morning. Just one night.
En una noche.
One night.
Solo una noche.
Just one night.
En una noche.
One night.
En una noche.
I said one night.
De la nada.
From nothing.
Al todo de Dios.
To everything from God.
En una noche.
Just one night.
En una noche.
One night.
En una noche.
I said one night.
En una noche.
One night.
Esta es tu noche.
Tonight is your night.
Esta es tu noche. Esta es tu noche.
Tonight is your night.
Esta es tu noche.
Tonight is your night.
En una noche.
Just one night.
En una noche.
Just one night.
Esta es tu noche.
Tonight is your night.
En una noche.
Just one night.
Se acostaron pobres.
They went to bed poor.
Y amanecieron millonarios.
And they woke up millionaires.
En una noche.
Just one night.
En una noche,
just one night.
En una noche,
I said just one night.
Dios le dio,
God gave them
lo de 400 años,
for 400 years that they were slaves.
En una noche,
in just one night.
En una noche,
in just one night.
Recuperaremos lo perdido.
In just one night we will get back what we lost.
En una noche,
in just one night.
En una noche,
in just one night.
El pueblo de Israel,
the people of Israel,
dejó de ser pobre.
They left poor. They left to be poor.
De la nada,
from nothing
al todo.
To everything of God.
De esclavos,
from being slaves
a libres millonarios.
To be free and millionaires.
En una noche,
just one night.
Los israelitas,
the people of Israel,
le dijeron a la pobreza,
they said to the past and poverty,
chao,
chao.
Cuando el diablo venga a buscarte en tu lugar de pobreza, no te va a encontrar.
So when the devil tries to find you in your place of poverty, he won't be able to find you.
Cuando el enemigo te quiera buscar en tu derrota,
when the
no
devil,
te va a encontrar.
When the devil tries to find you in your defeat, he will not be able to find you.
Si alguien viene en los próximos días a buscarlos, ustedes no van a estar aquí.
If someone
van a estar
comes
en un lugar mucho más grande.
Looking for you in the next days, they won't find you here. You will be in a bigger place, somewhere else.
Diga conmigo, no me van a encontrar.
Say with me, they won't find me.
Dile, tómate una selfie conmigo.
Tell to the person that is next to you, let's take a selfie.
Para
right
que
now.
Se acuerde, para que nunca se te olvide de dónde Dios nos
so
sacó.
So you will never forget from where God took us from.
Dile, aprovechame.
So take advantage that I'm beside you
yo
right now.
Puedo firmar,
I can, you know, sign whatever you want.
Porque en los próximos días,
because in the next days,
no me vas a encontrar.
You won't find me.
Estaré en lugares de grandeza.
I will be in greatest places.
Estaré en lugares de bendición.
I will be in a better place.
Estaré en las naciones.
I will be in the nations of the world.
No me van a encontrar.
You won't find me.
Y te van a preguntar la gente.
And people will ask you,
¿qué pasó contigo?
What happened with you?
¿Por qué cambiaste?
Well, why did you change?
No, yo no he cambiado.
No, I never changed.
Lo que pasa fue que abandoné.
What happened is
la tierra de los fracasados.
I left, you know, the land of the failures.
Ya no estoy ahí.
I'm not there anymore.
Estoy en otra dimensión.
I'm in another dimension.
A Jesús lo fueron a buscar en la tierra de los muertos.
They were, you know, they tried to find Jesus in a tomb.
Fueron a buscarlo en el cementerio.
They were trying to find him in the cemetery.
Oh, Jesús está allí enterrado.
Well, let's go see Jesus.
Y el ángel le dijo.
And the angel said,
ya no está aquí.
Oh, he's not here anymore.
Él está vivo.
He is alive.
Cuando alguien te vaya a buscar,
when someone tries to find you,
en el lugar donde te enterraron,
in that place when they bury you,
tus enemigos quisieron enterrar tus sueños,
your enemy, they try to bury your dreams,
enterrar tus proyectos,
they try to bury all your projects,
enterrar tu economía,
your economy,
y ellos van a decir allá lo enterramos,
and they will come and try to find you.
Vamos a
mirar. Let's go try to find them.
Y van a encontrar un ángel que dice,
but they will find an angel in that place.
Ya no
that will say he's not here anymore.
She's
not here anymore.
Ya no está aquí.
They are not here anymore.
Diga, no pertenezco.
Say with me, I don't belong
a la tierra del dolor.
To that land of pain.
Pertenezco a la tierra de los vivientes.
I belong to the land where the live people are.
Cuando digan, vamos a buscarlo.
So when our enemies say, let's go try to find them.
Fracasó.
Oh, he failed.
Perdió su matrimonio.
Oh, his marriage failed.
Perdió su empresa.
He lost his business.
Vamos a ver.
Let's go try to find them.
No te van a encontrar.
They won't find you.
Diga, no me van a encontrar.
Say with me, they won't find me.
No me van a encontrar.
I won't be there.
Mira el que tiene la Biblia, no me van a encontrar.
They won't find me. Say with me, they won't find me.
No me van a encontrar.
They won't find me.
Porque él decidió creerle al que vive.
Because that person decided to believe in the one who lives forever.
Llevas 8 años luchando.
For 8 years you've been struggling.
8 años llevas
luchando. 8 years you've been struggling. You've been fighting and fighting and fighting.
Y han sido difíciles esos días para ti.
And those years have been very difficult. Who came with you? Who else came with you? You just by yourself. Estás sola.
No vino nadie de tu casa.
No one else from your house. No.
8 años.
8 years.
Llevas luchando.
8 years you've been fighting
for
8 years.
De hecho, el número 8 tiene mucho que ver contigo.
In fact, number 8 is related with you.
De hecho, el mes de agosto tiene que ver contigo.
The month
también.
Of August is related with you.
El 8, 18, 28.
8, 18, 28.
Y siempre hay una palabra con el 8.
And there's always a word with number 8.
18 calle, la calle 18.
18th Street.
Y me dice el Señor,
and God is telling me this word.
Yo soy tu esposo.
I am your husband.
Yo soy tu hijo.
I am your son.
Que nunca te ha dejado.
Never left you. I never left you.
Yo estoy contigo.
I am with you, says the Lord.
Cuando alguien te vaya a buscar,
when somebody tries to find
en la tierra
you
del dolor,
in that land of pain,
no te van a encontrar.
They won't find you.
No te van a encontrar.
They won't find you.
No te van a
hug her, please, and pray for her.
No te van a encontrar.
They won't find you.
Porque fuiste llamada a cosas grandes.
Because you were called for big things.
Estoy viendo un milagro en tu columna.
I see a miracle in your back.
¿Qué dijeron los médicos? ¿Qué dicen?
What they told you?
Do what?
What they told the doctors? Did they tell you something about your back or something?
That my back, I could just be sweeping or anything. I could cough or sneeze, and my back goes out.
Dice que ella puede toser y algo y su espalda se mejora. All your back, yeah, right there. Right there where he has his finger, yeah.
Yep.
Sí.
Hoy acaba de ocurrir un milagro.
You just receive a miracle right now.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Because the God now healing in your body. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Escucho muy fuerte un nombre, Stacy.
I hear the name of Stacy very strong.
Stacy. Escucho muy fuerte eso. Están transmitiendo.
I heard that. Are we live on Facebook, Pastor, or something? Sí. Sí. ¿Quién dijo sí?
Veo que Dios está haciendo milagros en esa persona en esta hora.
I see that God is making a miracle in that person's life right now.
Y un hombre llamado Lois.
And a man named Lois.
Lois está haciendo el Señor un milagro.
God is making a miracle right now.
Me dice el Señor.
God is telling me.
Voy a sacarlos de la tierra de la necesidad.
I'm going to take you out of necessity.
Y los voy a llevar a la tierra de la abundancia.
And I'm going to take you to the land of abundance.
Voy a contarle una historia.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Yo con sus pastores no he tenido mucho tiempo de compartir.
We haven't had, you know, time to share.
Creo que un almuerzo fue.
Maybe we had lunch one time, I believe.
Y yo estoy desde la 1:30 de la mañana viajando para acá.
And I traveled this morning at 1 a.m. in the morning.
He agarrado dos aviones.
So I had to take 2 planes.
Bogotá, Houston.
Bogotá, Houston, Houston, Nashville. Nashville.
No hemos tenido tiempo.
So we haven't had any time to talk.
Pero Dios me dice esta palabra.
But God is telling me this word.
Lo que ustedes no han tenido lo han sembrado.
You sowed everything you had. Even what you didn't have, you sowed it in the past.
Nunca me han negado nada.
You never denied nothing to me.
Nunca me han negado.
Never, never.
Todo lo que han tenido lo han dado.
Everything you had, you gave it to me.
Jamás ustedes verán a su pastor aquí parado diciendo que está cansado.
You will never see your pastor standing here saying, "Oh, I'm tired."
Jamás ustedes verán a su pastor aquí diciendo mis finanzas están detenidas.
You will never see them saying, oh, you know, we don't have finances for
porque
our house.
Siempre están dando.
Because they're always giving.
Siempre están entregando.
Always giving something.
Siempre están dando.
Always giving.
Nunca me han negado nada.
You never deny nothing to me.
Mucha gente dice, qué bonita la iglesia.
A lot of people say, oh, what a beautiful building, what a beautiful church.
Qué hermosa la multitud.
Oh, what a beautiful crowd.
Pero cuando habían dos personas aquí,
but when they had two people here,
ellos eran los únicos que estaban dando aquí.
They were the only ones that were given in this
alguien
place.
Sembró para que usted se sentara en esa silla.
In other words, someone sowed for you to be seated where you are right now.
Alguien sembró.
Someone sowed
para que ese piano tocara.
So that we can have that keyboard right there.
Alguien sembró para que
somebody sowed so we can have the drum set like that.
Todo lo han dado.
You gave everything. Everything. You gave everything.
Te voy a bendecir de una manera.
I will bless you in a way and it's going to be accelerated.
Que nunca me has negado nada.
You never deny nothing to me.
Nunca me has negado nada.
Never.
Te vi la otra noche llorando.
I saw you the other night when you were crying.
Y me decía, Señor,
and you said, Lord,
yo te amo.
I love you.
Te entrego mi casa.
I give you my house.
Te entrego mi vida.
I give you my life.
Que nunca me has negado.
You never deny nothing to me.
¿Por qué quiero decir eso esta
noche? And why I'm saying this tonight?
Porque en la honra que ustedes tengan con los hombres de Dios, esta iglesia va a crecer.
Because this church will grow according to the honor that you give to them.
Si tú no puedes, mira, si tú no puedes valorar lo que ves, mucho menos valorarás lo que no ves.
If you can't value what you see, how are you going to value what you don't see?
Tú dices, yo quiero honrar a Dios.
And you say, you know, I want to honor God.
Dios está aquí.
Well, God is here.
Cuando tú quieres honrar a Dios, tú vienes y honras a tu
so
pastor.
Each time you want to honor God, you come and you honor them.
A mí no me impresionan los grandes edificios.
I'm not impressed with big buildings.
Los he visto muchos.
I've been in so many of them.
Viajo mucho.
I travel a lot.
Veo los grandes templos, todo eso.
We go to big churches and everything.
Impacta a mí?
You know what really impacts my
pregúnteme,
life? Ask me.
Impacta usted
ask
iglesia?
Me what really impacts you.
¿Qué te impacta a ti?
¿Cómo honran al hombre de Dios?
How a church honor
the
pastors.
Ellos no son sus empleados.
They're not your employees.
Ellos son la respuesta para ustedes.
They are the answer from God for your lives.
Nunca, 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 nunca han dicho. Jamás han dicho, estoy cansado.
They never said, oh, I'm tired. Never, never, never.
Pero ha estado cansado.
But sometimes he feels tired. They feel tired.
Y ha llorado en silencio.
And sometimes they cried in their secret place.
Porque ven todo el proyecto. Lo ven en su espíritu, lo ven.
Because they see all the project in their spirit.
Y es mucho el trabajo.
And it's a lot of work.
Y uno dice, ¿cómo lo voy a hacer?
And they say, how am I going to be able to do this?
Y Dios te dice,
but God is telling you,
con mi espíritu.
With my spirit.
Aquí, entre nosotros, que nadie sepa.
Just between us. Don't say nothing. How many years you've been celebrating that? Why only in the month of October?
Porque si yo honro lo que veo,
because if I honor what I see,
lo que no veo me bendice.
What I don't see will bless me.
Esta iglesia va a crecer.
This church momento. Will grow. Revival is coming.
Pero ustedes tienen que sostener las manos del hombre
but
de
you
Dios.
Need to lift up their hands.
Tienen que sostener las
you
manos
need to
de
lift up
de
their arms.
Ella se ve fuerte.
She looks strong.
Seria.
Serious.
Pero es un escudo para él.
And, but she is a shield for him.
Y tengo una palabra de Dios para ti.
And I have a word from God for you.
Pones así la mano.
Put your hand like this. Both.
Tengo que responderte una oración que has hecho.
I need to answer you a prayer that you've been asking God.
Cierra tus ojos.
Close your eyes. Open your eyes.
Put it in her hands. Pongan ahí en su mano. Pongan en su mano.
Bring an offering. Your hand. Money, whatever you have, gold, whatever you have.
No voy a regresar nada.
If you give gold, it's not coming back to you. It's an offering that you're giving.
Te voy a responder esto.
I'm going to answer you a prayer.
Te voy a responder.
I'm going to answer you a prayer.
Nunca te faltará nada.
You will always have enough. And more than that, and I will give you more than you've
Porque
been asking
yo soy
for
tu proveedor.
Because I am your provider.
Yo soy tu proveedor.
I am your provider.
Yo soy tu proveedor.
I am your provider. I am your provider. I am the ones that provide for you. I am your provider.
Yo soy tu proveedor.
I am your provider.
Aún lo que no has dado, te lo daré.
Even what you haven't gave away, I'm going to give it to you.
Yo soy tu proveedor.
I am your provider.
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 Yo soy tu proveedor.
I am the one that is providing
to
you. I am your provider.
Porque nunca me han negado nada.
You never deny nothing to me.
Nunca me han negado nada.
Never, never, never.
Y viene pago en gran manera.
And I will pay you back in a big way, says the Lord.
Y dice el Señor,
says the Lord.
Hoy quito tu cansancio.
God is saying, I'm taking
hoy
every weight out of your shoulders.
Come on, pastor.
Come, pastor.
Abraza a tu esposa.
Hug your wife.
Listen. Me dice el Señor.
And God is telling me.
Viene un tiempo de reposo en estos días.
You will be able to rest in the next days.
Serán como 15 días de reposo.
You will rest for the next 15 days.
Porque durante este año,
because during this year,
viene un crecimiento.
A growth is coming.
Viene trabajo 24 horas.
A lot of work is coming. 24 hours a day.
Y bendeciré tu casa.
And I will bless your home.
Y bendeciré tu hijo.
And I will bless your son.
Y él también me servirá.
And he will serve me as well.
Porque tú fuiste un milagro de Dios.
Because you were a miracle of God.
No debiste haber nacido.
You're not supposed to be here tonight.
Pero fuiste un milagro de Dios.
But you were a miracle of God.
Y te voy a bendecir.
And I will bless you.
De una manera sobrenatural.
In a supernatural way.
Te veo saliendo a las naciones.
I see you traveling around the nations.
Te veo en España.
I see you in Spain.
Te veo en África.
I see you in Africa.
Te veo predicando la palabra.
I see you preaching the word.
Dice, fuiste un milagro. Fuiste un milagro.
You were a miracle.
Vas a ver milagro.
You will see miracles.
Y hay una unción.
And there is an anointing.
Que todo lo que escribas.
That everything that you write.
Será canción.
Will become a song.
Por favor.
Please.
Por favor.
Please.
Esto no es para la iglesia.
This is not for the church.
Por eso se lo di a ella.
That's why I gave it to her.
Yo conozco hasta el pelo lo puede dar ahí.
Because I know he will be, you know, even, I mean, he will give his hair if he has to. I'm just the translator. I'm
Pero
saying what he's saying.
Palabra?
So, but what is the word?
Cada vez que usted pone su semilla en una tierra de avivamiento, viene la cosecha de avivamiento.
Each time you sow a seed in a land of revival, revival comes to you. Do we have like an apple or an orange? Somebody has an apple, an orange, a fruit with a seed. Just whatever. Somebody has to have something, no? Yeah? Can you get someone to get it?
Escucha.
So listen.
La semilla tiene un poder tremendo.
The seed has a tremendous power.
Para traer cosecha.
Because it's able to bring a harvest.
Cuando se une la semilla con lo profético,
when you take a seed and you put it together with the prophetic,
se suelta la cosecha.
The harvest has been released.
La Biblia dice,
the Bible says,
crean en Dios,
believe in God
y estarán seguros,
and you will be secure.
Pero crean a sus profetas,
but believe in his prophets
y serán prosperados,
and you will be prosperous.
¿Qué es lo que hace que tú prosperes?
So what makes you, or what gives you prosperity?
We need the seed.
O sea, un profeta, diga un profeta.
So a prophet
activa,
activates,
activa,
activates
lo que tú tienes.
What you have,
vas a dejar de perder.
You will stop losing in your life.
Negocios muy grandes perdiste.
Big business, you lost them.
Veo cuatro personas.
I see four people.
¿Con quién vienes solo?
Who else came with you? Solo.
¿Quién es de tu casa hoy? ¿Con quién vives?
Who do you live with?
My wife.
Con su esposa.
Me dice el Señor.
But God is telling me this.
Hoy.
Today.
Estoy sanando en tu casa.
I am healing someone in your house.
El cáncer desaparece.
Cancer out of the body.
Tus lágrimas,
your tears
han llegado delante,
have come before me, says the Lord. Give me some oil. Do you have some oil? Oil?
Oh, thank you. Please, deme un pañuelo, un pañuelo, un paño.
You have like a handkerchief or something?
I see
the letter M.
Me dice el Señor.
And God tells me.
When you go to home, you pray for your wife, putting your body in this place. Okay? This is play. Pray, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Declaro.
I declare
que cuando tú pongas este paño,
that when you pray,
haya sanidad.
For her, she'll be healed.
Yeah, come on.
diga conmigo, la semilla.
So say with me, a seed.
La semilla.
One seed.
Cosecha.
Harvest.
La Biblia dice,
the Bible says,
que Dios da semilla al que siembra.
That God gives a seed to the sower.
Dios da qué?
So God gives you what?
No cosecha.
He never gives you a harvest.
Da semilla.
He gives you a seed.
Porque la semilla,
because the seed,
dentro de ella tiene cosecha.
Because the seed, inside of a seed, there is a harvest.
Yo puedo saber cuántas semillas tiene esta fruta.
So I can know, you know, how many seeds are inside of this fruit.
La destapo, la abro.
I just have to open it.
Y cuento
la semilla. And I can count the seeds.
Yes.
Right?
But I need to pay attention, please.
Please pay attention. Pongan atención, por favor.
Diga, puedo saber.
So say with me.
¿Cuántas semillas?
I can know how many seeds are
esta fruta
inside of this fruit.
Pero nunca.
But I will never.
Nunca.
Never.
Podré saber.
I will never know.
¿Cuántas frutas?
How many fruits?
Tiene esta semilla.
I'm gonna get out of this seed.
Yo puedo saber,
so I know,
cuánto voy a sembrar hoy.
I know, or I can know how much I'm gonna give tonight.
Pero nunca voy a saber,
but I will never know,
cuánta cosecha viene por lo que yo sembré.
The kind of harvest that I will receive after I give my seed.
Please, come on. I need you abrace.
Necesito que me abraces.
Abrace.
Hug him.
Sé que estoy un poquito gordo, pero no es mucho.
I know I'm a little big, but it's not that much.
Esta es la palabra.
And this is the word for you.
Así te tengo yo abrazado.
This is how I'm hugging you, says the Lord.
Dice, por un minuto.
For 1 minute.
Yo seré tu papá.
I will pretend to be your dad.
Hija,
daughter,
perdóname.
Forgive me.
Perdóname.
Forgive me.
Perdóname.
Forgive me.
Perdóname.
Forgive me.
Yo soy el Dios que sana tu corazón.
I am God and I am healing your heart.
Y te levantarás de nuevo.
And you will rise
y nadie
up
jugará con tu corazón.
Again, and nobody will play with your heart anymore.
Yo soy tu hermana.
I am your brother.
Una semilla.
One seed.
Va a cambiar tu vida hoy.
One seed will change your life today.
Año 2009.
Year
2009,
I went through a very difficult season in my life. Because we also go through hard things sometimes. People see the glory, but they don't know the story. People see their prophetic move, but they don't know what I go through.
Año 2021.
2021.
Yo llegué a Estados Unidos.
I came to the United States.
A predicar en diferentes lugares.
To preach in different places.
Pero en Tulsa me infecté de COVID.
But in Tulsa I got sick with COVID.
Dios siempre va a poner personas que van a llevarte y van a cuidarte.
God will always bring people to your life that will take care of you.
Y Dios puso a este hombre.
And God brought this man right here.
Y a esta mujer.
and this lady right here.
Cuando yo lo vi llegar acá,
so when I saw him tonight,
empecé a llorar.
I start crying of joy.
Porque no pensé que iba a venir.
Because I didn't know that he was coming.
Él agarró su avión.
He took his plane.
Desde Tulsa y me llevó a Louisville.
He took his plane and he took me from Tulsa to Louisville, Kentucky.
Y estuvo ahí conmigo.
And he was there with me.
Con el Pastor Bob.
With Pastor Bob.
Y yo estuve lejos de mi familia.
I was far away from my family.
Por un periodo casi de tres meses.
For almost 3 months.
Sentado.
Sitting.
Con una
in a chair with oxygen.
Con neumonía.
With pneumonia.
Llorando.
Crying.
No sabe inglés.
I didn't speak any English.
Mirando por la ventana.
And I was watching through the window.
Caer nieve.
And you know, snow was coming down.
Discerniendo en el espíritu por qué estaba
ahí. And I was trying to discern in the spirit why I was there.
Pregunta.
I ask you this.
¿Cómo saliste de ahí?
Or ask me this. How did you get out of there?
How did you get out of there? La semilla.
With a seed.
Comencé a ofrendar.
I start giving offerings.
Ofrendar.
Offerings.
1,000, 2,000.
1,000, 2,000, 5,000.
4,000.
4,000.
Me pararon, me bloquearon la cuenta porque.
They blocked my bank account because they thought, you know, something was wrong with it.
Pero yo decía, y aquí yo me levanto.
But I was saying, you know, to myself, I'm gonna get out of this place. I'm gonna get out of this hospital.
Por una semilla.
One seed.
La oración es poderosa.
Prayers are powerful.
El ayuno poderoso.
Fasting.
Yo oro.
Powerful. I pray.
Yo ayuno.
I fast.
Pero yo ofrendo.
But I also give.
Estábamos en Tulsa, Oklahoma.
We were in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Le di una palabra a un hombre.
And I gave a word to a man.
Me mostró algo de una compañía.
He showed me like a company or something.
Cuando terminó el culto,
and when the service was over,
fue donde el pastor y le dijo,
he came to the pastor.
De aquí yo me voy a parar.
And he said, I'm gonna rise up from here.
Mi empresa va a ser grande.
I'm gonna rise up from here. My company is gonna be big.
Y puso una semilla.
And he brought a seed.
Dígale de cuánto.
Of $150,000.
Puso una semilla de $100,000.
So he brought the offering of $150,000.
Después de haber sembrado.
After he gave the offering.
Por la palabra del profeta.
Because of the word of the prophet.
Le entregaron el contrato.
They gave him a contract because of that.
Millonario.
A millionaire contract.
Dile que tienes a tu lado.
So tell the person that is next to you.
Es bueno que venga un profeta.
It's good that we have a prophet in the house. Amen. Yeah.
Está buena esta semilla como un ejemplo, ¿no?
So this seed is good, right? As an example.
¿Se le va a olvidar?
Will you forget about this? No.
Voy a vender esta semilla.
I'm gonna sell this seed.
Porque las semillas valen.
Because we're teaching a principle.
Diga,
here.
Todo es una semilla.
Everything is a seed. Say with me, everything is a seed.
Tú fuiste una semilla.
You were a seed.
Su papá le sembró la semilla a su mamá.
Your dad sowed in your mom.
¿No? Es una semilla.
That's a seed.
La palabra.
The word.
Es una semilla.
It's a seed.
Cuando alguien vea esto, dice. Dios me habló de un contrato multimillonario.
So each time you see a seed, you will say, God spoke to me about a millionaire contract.
¿Alguien me la quiere comprar?
Somebody wants to buy it?
¿Cuánto me vas a dar por la semilla?
How much are you going to pay for this seed? Todo lo que tengo en mi cuenta, dice.
¿Wells Fargo?
Wells Fargo Bank.
O One Capital One.
Huh? Regions.
Otro.
Otro banco, así otro.
Pasamos de mil.
It's more than 1,000. Es como mil más o menos.
Completa los mil porque yo veo como 900.
Get to 1,000 because I see like 950. Yes.
Es más, debe comenzar por uno y hay un número 6 también.
So your account number probably is 1 and it has a number 6 on
pero
it as well.
Y esta es la palabra.
And this is the word.
Me gusta que haya sido tú.
I like, you know, that you are willing to buy this seed.
Porque estás dando de tu necesidad.
Because you are giving from your need.
Ven acá.
Come here.
Hay algo en México que se abre.
There is something in Mexico.
Hay algo en Centroamérica
in
que
Central
se abre.
America is going to be open.
Hay algo en el pueblo latino que se
it's
abre.
It's something in the Spanish people community that I'm going to open for you.
¿Quién vienes hoy?
Who else came with you?
Hay una niña, tienes una
you
niña.
You have a girl?
No?
No.
Ese va a ser un regalo. Ven acá.
That will be a gift.
Ven acá.
Come here.
Muchos no han creído en el llamado que ustedes tienen.
A lot of people, you know, haven't believed in the call from the Lord that you guys have.
Voy a decirte esto.
I'm going to tell you this.
Aquí hay gente.
There are people here.
Que podría dar 10,000, 20,000 dólares.
And they can easily give $10,000, $20,000.
Pero tú arrebataste el milagro.
But you looked for your miracle tonight.
Que se abran contratos para ti.
I speak that new contracts are going to be open for you.
Veo el mes de mayo también.
I see the month of May and October.
Veo un cumpleaños allí.
I see a birthday.
Y veo una mujer orando por ti.
And I see a lady and she's been praying for you.
Estás en este lugar por una mujer.
You are here because
Dios
of that woman.
Guardó tu vida.
And that's why God guarded your life.
Y los voy a bendecir.
And I will bless you.
Y te veo firmando escrituras.
And I see you signing some papers.
Y te veo en una mudanza.
I see you moving to another place.
¿Saben de qué estoy? ¿Te lo conocen?
Do you know them? Do you know them, Pastor?
¿Sabes de qué estoy hablando?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Veo hasta un segundo piso.
I see like a second floor.
Y viene algo grande.
And something big is coming to you.
Hay una mujer llamada María también.
There's a lady and her name is María.
Me dice el Señor.
And God tells me.
Noticias de lejanas tierras.
News from far away land.
Dame el sobre.
I need an envelope.
¿A dónde puedo ofrendar? ¿Cómo lo hacen aquí? ¿Cómo pueden ofrendar?
Sobre. Right there.
Pon tu semilla ahí.
So put your seed in that envelope.
Y regresas.
And then come back.
Wow. Estoy viendo hasta el cambio de un carro.
I even see that you're going to get another car.
Soy yo el que te ama, hijo.
I am the one that loves you.
Yo soy tu padre.
I am your father.
El que no te abandonó cuando
I
eras
never
niño.
Left you.
El que no te abandonó.
I never left you.
Viene un avivamiento para los hispanos a través de ti.
Revival is coming through you for the Latinos.
Quiero terminar.
I want to end this service.
Pero no puedo.
But I can't.
Hay mucha demanda profética.
You have a lot of prophetic demand in your hearts.
No me dejan. Están allá, Señor. Háblame, Señor, háblame.
You're telling God, Lord, talk to me. Give me a word.
Otros están un espíritu sospechoso así.
Some others are with a suspicious spirit saying,
confírmame, Señor.
Please confirm if this is you, Lord.
¿Tienes otra hermana? ¿Tienes otra hermana? ¿Y no?
¿O no habla español?
No, pero pregúntale si tiene otra hermana.
You have a sister.
¿Dónde está?
Where is she? In California.
Los Ángeles. ¿Dónde?
En el norte de California.
Veo dos chicos.
I see two kids.
Ven acá.
Come here. Ella tiene tres.
No, veo algo con su hermano.
No, with your sister.
Veo dos chicos.
I see two kids.
Tus oraciones.
Your prayers.
Han llegado en este momento.
Right now.
Por ella.
For her. Have come before the Lord.
Por tu oración.
Because of your prayers.
Y veo una A subiendo.
And I see the letter A.
Y me dice el Señor.
And God tells me.
Oí tu oración.
I heard your prayers.
Hoy.
Today.
Hoy.
Today.
Mientras estás aquí.
While you were here.
Llámala.
While you are here, call her.
Y dile.
And tell her.
Que su hogar, Dios va a hacer un milagro.
That God is going to make a miracle in her house.
¿Sabes de qué estoy hablando?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Hay unas luchas ahí.
She's been going through some things.
Y necesitas hablarle.
And you need to call her.
Y decirle.
And tell her.
Que todo va a salir.
That everything's going to be okay.
Flaco.
Skinny guy.
La fe.
Faith. We're talking about faith.
Ve las cosas como.
We gotta see things like they're, you know.
La verdad. Dime algo. ¿Qué sientes cuando pones una ofrenda por eso?
The truth. I want you to tell me the truth. What are you feeling right now that you're giving this offering for that?
Sacrificio.
Sacrifice.
Jesús.
Jesus.
Cuando predicaba.
When he used to preach.
Predicaba al lado de donde daban las ofrendas.
He used to preach right there where people were bringing their offerings.
Todos decían amén.
Everybody said amen, amen.
Y a la hora de la ofrenda.
And when the time of offering came.
Siempre al baño,
people will go to the bathroom.
Pero una mujer.
But one day, this lady came to the front.
Jesús veía cómo ponían el dinero.
And Jesus was looking at everybody.
Jesús decía,
and he was saying to himself,
podía haber dado más.
Oh, he could have given more than that.
Pero no lo hizo.
But he didn't do it.
Y vino una mujer,
and then one lady came.
Y dijo, muchachos,
and he said, hey,
miren esto.
Look at this.
Todos dieron de lo que les sobraba.
Everybody gave. Because they have.
Pero esta mujer,
but this lady right here.
Dio,
she's giving.
De su necesidad.
From her need.
¿Queremos un avivamiento para Estados Unidos?
Do we want a revival for America?
¿Queremos un avivamiento?
Do we want a revival for this
¿Cuántos
city?
Hemos estado orando?
How many are praying for revival?
¿Cuestan los avivamientos?
Now I ask you this. Are revivals price? I mean, do they cost something?
Sí, hay costo.
Yes.
Claro.
Yes.
Construir lugares.
We gotta build buildings.
Programas de televisión.
We gotta have TV stations.
De radio.
We gotta have radio stations.
¿Han visto las películas de Disney?
Have you seen Disney movies?
Todos antivalores.
Everything is against our values.
Todos anti Dios.
Everything is against God.
Porque el diablo no le importa sacar dinero para invertir en eso.
Because the devil, he doesn't care, you know, to invest money in those things.
Conocemos los millonarios.
We know millionaires
del diablo.
Of the devil.
Pero en este tiempo,
but in this season,
vamos a conocer los millonarios.
We will know millionaires for God.
Uno solo.
Just one person.
Uno solo.
One person.
Uno solo.
Just one person.
Va a construir el edificio.
Will build that building that you need.
Una sola empresa.
One company.
Van a traer las finanzas. Uno solo.
They will bring the finances. Just one.
Uno solo.
Just one.
Pero pide.
But you need to ask for that.
Pide.
Ask.
Dice Dios, pídeme.
He says, ask me.
Pídeme en grande.
Ask me for big things.
Dígale, Señor.
So say, God.
Este año.
This year.
Quiero firmar contratos millonarios.
I want to sign millionaires' contracts.
Quiero que tú seas el dueño.
I want you to be the owner.
Millonarios.
Millionaires.
Diga conmigo. Iglesia pobre.
So say with me, poor church,
pobre iglesia.
Poor church. It's the same thing, but in Spanish, you can use both words to say the same thing.
Todo en una noche, todo
so,
cambió.
In just one night, everything changed.
Yo vengo a decirle como profeta de
Dios. I came to tell somebody as a prophet of
vengo
God.
A decirle como
I
profeta
came
de Dios.
To tell you as a prophet of God
en una noche,
that in just one night,
tu finanzas cambian.
Your finances are going to be changed.
Hoy comienza esa noche.
And tonight hoy is hoy your night. Just one night.
Listo? Ready? Deme el sobre.
No, lo dio en texto.
Sí, sí, pero ponle tu firma. Antes de 15 días.
Before 15 days.
No, no, no. El 6 tiene que ver contigo.
No, number 6 is related with you.
El número 6 tiene que ver
number
contigo.
Number 6.
Y marzo tiene que ver contigo.
And March is related with you.
Vas a ver un milagro.
You will see a miracle.
Y tú lo vas a testificar aquí.
And you will testify about that.
Por causa de esa ofrenda.
Because of that offering.
Ve y pon esa ofrenda.
So go and give that offering.
En el altar.
Put in the altar here.
Aquí están tus hijos. Aquí está tu empresa.
Your children
aquí
are there.
Aquí está tu negocio.
Your company, your business.
Aquí está tu ministerio.
Your ministry.
Todo lo que yo ponga en el altar.
Everything that I bring to the altar.
El diablo no lo toca.
The devil can't touch it. We need some envelopes. Todos tienen uno atrás de sus sillas, apóstol.
Quiero que usted le diga a Dios, Dios.
So I want you to ask God
esta
tonight,
noche,
God.
Yo quiero un avivamiento.
God, I want revival.
Financiero.
I want a financial revival in my life.
Yo quiero un avivamiento
I
financiero.
Want revival, financial revival.
Habla con Dios.
Speak with the Lord tonight.
¿Qué es lo que vas a sembrar?
And ask him, how much do you want me to give tonight?
Ya es hora de ganar.
It's time to win.
Ya es hora de ganar.
It's time to win.
No seas terco. No seas terco. No seas cabeza dura. No seas.
Don't be stubborn.
I was trying to tell him. That's why I didn't use the microphone. But thank you. Don't be stubborn. We were trying to protect the man right here, but yeah, that's okay. I try.
Negocios y contratos.
Contracts and business.
Proyecto de construcción.
Construction.
Veo una unción ministerial.
I see an anointing.
Muy fuerte.
In ministry, very strong.
Ven acá. Voy a decirle algo.
Come here. I'm going to tell you something.
Estoy viendo unas camionetas color negro.
I see like trucks. and I see the color black,
vas a ser tan prosperado.
You will be prosperous.
Es el único que tiene son hombre. Qué bárbaro. Te felicito.
That's the only man you have? Yes. Congratulations.
Esta es
this one right here.
Billete.
This one is the one that's going to make all
negocios.
The money. Business.
Mucha unción de sabiduría.
An anointing for wisdom.
Contestataria. Contesta redes, negocios.
Social media, business.
Me cierra el Facebook ese que hay por ahí. Bueno, es otra historia.
Close the Facebook. Well, that's something else. No, that's just a joke. Yeah.
Nada ha podido detener la bendición de que Dios les ha entregado.
No, nothing was able to stop the blessing of God for your life.
Porque ella parece fuerte.
And I'm going to tell you why. She looks very strong.
Pero ha peleado su casa como una leona.
But she fought for her family as a lion.
Voy a bendecirlos.
I'm going to bless you guys.
Mucho más de lo que hay ahora.
I'm going to bless you more.
Veo construcciones.
I see construction.
Remodelaciones.
Remodeling. What do? I buy houses and I flip. You flip houses? Yeah, I flip houses. I'm going to tell you something. Have a meeting. And let me know how much you're going to sow. So be careful. Because remember, God told the prophet to do something and they didn't do what God told them to do. So get together with your family and get together and say, how much are we going to give? This is for the church. For the church. So the anointing left the building?
No. Me dice, stop.
Tell me stop. When to stop? Who else came with you? Una amiga ella me invitó a mí.
Qué bueno que hayas venido hoy.
It's good that you came tonight.
Aquí entre nosotros.
Just between us.
¿Es la primera vez que vienes?
Is this your first time? To this church.
No había venido.
So you've never been here before.
¿Qué sientes cuando ves toda esta locura?
What do you feel when you see all this craziness going on here?
I'm used to it.
Estoy acostumbrada a eso.
I'm Holy Ghost filled. Yeah, I'm Holy Ghost filled.
Soy llena del Espíritu Santo también.
Te voy a decir esto.
I'm going to tell you this.
Este año es decisivo para ti.
This year is a very key year for you.
Decisivo.
You're going to have to make a decision.
Estás en un camino de decisiones.
You're in a way and you need to make a decision.
Vas a tomar una decisión.
And you're going to make one decision in your life.
Viniste hoy. Casi no vienes hoy.
You were not supposed to be here tonight. You almost didn't come.
Casi no vienes. Pero gracias que tú insististe.
But thank you that you insist and you brought her.
Pero Dios va a hacer un milagro.
But God is going to make a miracle.
Me dice el Señor.
And God is telling me.
Tomaré tu corazón.
I'm going to take your heart.
Y lo pondré en el mío.
And I'm going to put your heart in my heart.
Nadie lo va a herir.
Nobody will hurt your heart.
No vale la pena.
It's not worth it.
Llorar por quien te hace llorar.
You don't deserve to cry for the person that makes you cry.
No vale la pena.
It's not worth it.
Y te olvidarás.
And you will forget.
De todo lo que pasó.
Of the past.
Y empezará de nuevo.
And you will start all over again.
Hoy.
Today.
Hoy.
Today.
Hoy.
Today.
Hoy.
Today.
Hoy.
Today.
Recíbala.
Receive it.
¿Cuánto? 1111. ¿Por qué ese número? 2011.
Deuteronomy
1:11.
¿Y por qué no fueron 10,011 mejor? Ah, no, o sea, para allá y para acá. Vamos a hacer lo siguiente.
We're going to do this.
Vas a empezar con eso.
You're going to start with that offering.
Antes de un mes, Dios te va a poner una
seed. Before 1 month, God is going to give you a seed. And remember about this word. A new contract is coming to your hands. It's going to be big.
Ya está hecho.
It's done.
Ya está hecho.
It's done.
Pon tu mano en el vientre de ella, no porque va a quedar embarazada ni nada eso.
Put your hands on her womb. Not for another kid, because you don't need another kid. But because of healing.
Tan pronto le dije ponga la mano, dijo, sí, 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 va a poner.
No more kids.
Es sanidad.
Healing.
Es sanidad.
Healing.
Y veo algo en el colon.
And I see something in your colon.
Todo reflujo.
Every reflux.
Todo lo que el enemigo ha estado.
Everything that the enemy is trying to bring to you.
Úlceras.
Ulcers.
Cierra tus ojos.
Close your eyes.
Hay sanidad.
Healing.
¿Ya hicieron reunión familiar?
Do you know how much you're going to give tonight?
Me voy de aquí. Yo le digo cuando diga algo. ¿Usted me escucha?
Can you hear me?
¿Me escuchan?
Can you hear us?
Diga amén.
Say amen.
Diga amén. ¿Dónde es la puerta para salir al otro lado?
Where is the cafeteria?
¿Dónde estoy? Estoy perdido.
Where are we?
Hay luz.
Where is the cafeteria? Oh, okay.
Here.
Yeah.
Here. Aquí estoy.
Oh, here we are.
Ah, yo vine por ti. Yo vine por ti. Yo vine
we
por
came
ti.
Just for you, my
ven
friend.
Acá, ven
come
acá,
here.
Ven acá. Yo sabía que había alguien por aquí, aunque sea había uno, ¿no?
Yeah, there's one. Por uno.
Por uno vine.
We came for just one.
Llegué.
I'm back.
Hola.
Hey, hello.
¿Trajiste familia hoy?
Did you bring your family?
¿Dónde están?
Where are they? Están abajo.
¿Abajo? ¿Abajo hay otra iglesia?
Is there another church downstairs? Or, con los niños.
Levanta tu mano.
Raise your hands.
Yo te liberté de cadenas que
I gave you freedom from those chains.
Y yo te di una segunda oportunidad.
And I gave you a second opportunity.
No deberías estar hoy aquí.
You are not supposed to be here tonight.
Pero tú eres un milagro.
But you are a miracle.
Tu casa me servirá.
Your house will serve me.
Estando sentado allá,
while you were sitting over there,
decía, Señor,
you
háblame.
Were saying, God, speak to me.
Te busqué.
And I found you, son.
Cumpliré tus sueños.
I will fulfill your dreams.
En el poder del Espíritu.
By the power of the Spirit.
Levante su semilla, levante su ofrenda.
Take your envelope in your hand.
Levante su ofrenda.
And raise your hand with your envelope.
Todos.
Everybody.
Dígale, Señor.
And say, Lord.
Hoy.
Today,
hoy,
today,
me despido.
I say bye.
De la miseria,
to misery,
de la ruina,
to ruins,
de la escasez,
lack of things,
de la enfermedad,
sickness.
Chao, bye.
Bye.
No más.
Not anymore.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Ponlo aquí en el altar.
Bring your envelope to the altar, please.
Ponlo en el altar.
Come to the altar. Come on.
Levante sus manos a los cielos. Okay. Mañana vamos a tener.
Se vinieron de Houston.
You're from Houston?
¿Asisten aquí? Pero cómo supieron, pero por la actividad que programaron ellos aquí. Averiguaron dónde iba a quedar.
Pero nosotros hemos estado en Houston otra semana, nosotros seguimos por ahí.
No, pero esto vale. Sí, esto vale. Me permiten y mañana oro por ustedes también. Porque mi ministerio es muy grande. Por favor, miren mañana. Ahorita me lo tomo. Escuchen. No, no, no se vaya, no se vaya.
Don't leave.
Escuchen. Escuche lo que voy a hacer. Puede sentarse. Escuche esto. Ustedes escucharon la palabra que le di a la mayoría de personas. ¿Recuerdan?
So you heard the word that I gave to some people tonight. Remember?
¿Cierto?
Right?
¿Pueden retener algunas cosas?
Can you remember about something that I said tonight?
¿Quién fue la primera persona?
Who was the first person that I prophesied to? Where are you? Just one person.
Escuche. Oye, hoy Rex me puso feliz hoy.
I was happy when I saw Rex tonight.
Estoy feliz por eso.
I am happy because he's here.
Escuche.
But listen.
Es mi primera edición.
This is my first edition
de este libro.
Of this book.
Se llama 12 Fuentes Proféticas.
It's called Change Your Spiritual Atmosphere. Oh, 12 Prophetic Sources.
Escuche. Este es un libro netamente profético.
This is a prophetic book.
Lo voy a probar.
I'm going to prove it to you.
Dame un número del 1 al 12.
Give me a number from 1 to 12.
10.
Yes.
Yes. ¿Tú te acuerdas de qué fue lo que yo te hablé?
Do you remember what I told you?
Please, pastor. Right. Con voz de profeta, así dice el Señor.
With prophet, like a prophet voice.
God has decided to bless you financially as he does spiritually. A source of provision called unlimited finances is opening to you because God rewards you for obedience through tithes, offerings, first fruits, vows, and covenants. This is the time when your financial resources will multiply in unlimited ways. Therefore, the home, the vehicle, and the business you have envisioned are now going to become a reality in Jesus' name.
Es netamente profético.
It's prophetic, 100%.
Duré 3 años orando para escribir este libro.
I prayed for 3 years.
Yo tengo más 5 libros.
For me to be able to write this book, I have another 5 books.
Dios me dijo, escribe ese libro.
But God told me, write this one.
Ustedes la conocen, ven acá.
You know her?
Come on. Donde tú quieras.
Open that book. Just whatever you want.
Y vamos a ir al comienzo.
Read whatever you want. We're going to go to the beginning of the book. Oh, to the beginning of the page. To the beginning of the chapter. Okay.
Profetiza.
Prophesy to her.
Para ti.
This is for you.
Profetízale.
Prophesy.
You have been working on your own strength, seeking excess to places and positions you have dreamed of. From now on, God's placed people in your path and creates circumstances that will bridge the gap between your need and your dreams, between your natural place and your supernatural place. You will have diamond collections. That is purposeful connections.
Es un libro profético.
It's a prophetic book.
¿Cuántos quieren llevarse ese libro?
How many of you want this book?
Gina, tú deberías estar allá con
Gina, you're supposed to be in the back.
Hey, ¿cuántos quieren llevárselo?
How many we have, Gina? Gina, how many books we have?
No.
¿Ah?
Hoy, escucha. Diga, una palabra profética.
A prophetic word. Say with me, prophetic word.
No tiene precio.
Doesn't have price.
Yo pongo el valor.
I put the value on the book.
Tú
I
vas,
give the value to the book.
Tú vas a dar una ofrenda.
So you will give an offering.
Allá por el libro.
Back there for the book. Whatever you want to give.
Ábrela. Ábrela donde quieras.
Open the book.
Profetízale.
Prophesy to her.
Profecía. Diga,
así dice el Señor.
Say, this is what the Lord says.
This is what the Lord says. It is not the time to look at the road you have traveled, nor the adversities you have had to face, nor the distance you have yet to go, but the time to determine that you will reach your promises. Your moment of victory and greatness has come. Don't lose heart in the face of the challenge you have, because you have a potential that neither illness nor pain nor anguish nor sadness nor bitterness will be able to stop. Don't stop. Recover the dreams and the projects that you had left in the drawer of forgetfulness, because now you have the determination and the motivation to achieve them.
Llévatelo.
Take it.
Y dale allá. Ve, ponte de pie, Gina. Ponte de pie, Gina. Stand up, Gina. Tú le das una ofrenda a ella. Le das la ofrenda a ella.
You give her the offering, whatever you want.
Eso es lo que quiero que haga. Yo traje, trajeron esa caja nomás.
So we have this box.
Ojalá te lleves esa caja.
I hope you take one book tonight.
¿Sabes qué hacemos nosotros?
You know what we do?
Yo pongo a mis líderes.
I put my leaders.
Llévese en ese libro.
And I tell them, take the book.
Y busquen gente.
And try to find people.
Y profetice.
And prophesy to them.
Y empiezan a mover el don.
So they start, you know, moving that prophetic gift inside of them.
Tomorrow.
Mañana.
I wait for you.
Les voy a esperar aquí.
10 a.m.
A las 10 a.m.
But you not coming only.
No vengan solos.
It's very important you coming with your friends.
Es muy importante que traigan sus amigos, su familia.
Because when you coming only.
Porque cuando ustedes vienen solos.
The God send blessing for you only.
Dios solo te bendice a ti.
But when you come in your family,
pero si traes a tu familia,
blessing your family, your,
las bendiciones
your,
van para toda tu casa.
All your home.
Toda tu casa.
Tomorrow,
mañana,
you come in early.
Vengan temprano.
Because in this display,
porque este lugar,
this is a lot of people.
Va a venir mucha gente.
Answer my English not good.
Mi inglés está un
thank
poco
you,
bueno.
Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.
Awesome. Thank you. Please stand with me. Please stand with me. Lord Jesus, we want to just say we love you. Lord Jesus, we want you to know that we honor you. Lord Jesus, our whole life belongs to you. Everything we have belongs to you. And Lord, we just thank you that revival is going to infiltrate our area. I claim that word. You guys don't know this, but when Pam and I got a release to come home, I said to the Lord, Lord, I want a word. I want a word. I want you to give me a word. God spoke to me. He said, I said, because I don't, at that time, Pam and I had several places that was inviting us to come pastor. And God gave me a word and said, go to Cookeville, go to the mountains and call down fire. And he said that there would be such revival. He said, if you'll go, I'm going to hit Cookeville with revival. And he said, and you'll plant churches in Nashville, Knoxville, Chattanooga. And he said, it'll be a fast work. And so anybody that's been around me for any short time at all will tell you, I've told everybody, I already know the first place we're planting a church in Nashville. Already know. And in fact, yesterday, you said something to me about it, didn't it? And I said, yeah, we'll plant a church in Nashville. I don't know what God's up to. I just know he's up to something. And I'm open for it. Amen. And tonight, we're going to take what you gave, and we'll bless Prophet Gustavo. Would you give him a hand? Amen. Takes a lot of courage to do what he does. I love you. Get out of here. Get here early in the morning, and we'll worship the Lord together. I'll see you in the morning.